This is Martin Brown at 4ZZZ with Mark Gillespie of the Refugee Action Collective in Queensland, who's hosting a rally on Friday about saving Rohingyan refugees. First, according to your website, there are up to 8,000 Rohingyan asylum seekers stranded in the Malacca Straits. In brief, what do you think is the political situation that stops them from being rescued by any governmental body?
Well, I just think it's disgraceful. You know, it's just like each country is responding by pushing them away from their shores, pushing the responsibility onto somebody else, but nobody's taking the responsibility. And it's just going to mean that potentially people could die in the middle of the ocean. They can't go back. The Rohingyas in Burma are not recognised as citizens. They're persecuted in Burma. So pushing them away from the shores, it just doesn't help. And, you know, human rights are being abused.
Yeah, absolutely. From an Australian perspective, what are your thoughts on our asylum seeker policy, and why do you think our government has defended turning back asylum boats?
I think it's driven internally by politics. You know, they think there's votes in it from being tough on border protection. That's what's driving the policy, but it has human consequences, and you can see it at the moment. You know, Australia's pushed boats away from its shores. Now Indonesia and Thailand and Malaysia are doing the same, and the consequences is that people fleeing persecution have nowhere to go. They're left in the middle of the ocean. That's the consequences, you know, of a politically driven policy in Australia.
Yeah, definitely. So you'd say that the international community is really not putting enough effort into putting humanitarian efforts to help these refugees?
No. Well, if you look at the statements coming from the Australian government, they don't mention, criticise the Burmese government. Nobody's talking about the persecution that the Rohingyas face inside Burma. It's all, the only talk you're getting is the need to smash the people smuggling business. But, you know, that's not the problem. The problem is the persecution of the Rohingyas in Burma. The problem is, you know, respecting human rights. You know, people have a right to cross borders and seek asylum. You know, that's an internationally recognised standard that needs to be upheld. But that's not the language we're getting. We're just getting this language about the need to smash the people smuggling trade. You know, that's not the main issue.
Absolutely. So given our government's current stance on asylum seekers, in your opinion, what do you think could be changed to help improve the situation?
Well, I think the problem is they've got a policy of deterrence. And you think about the logic of a policy of deterrence. It is, to deter people, you've got to make it the situation that they're going to worse than what they're fleeing from. That's what will make people not come. And there's a logic, you know, you get tougher and tougher and tougher, more and more brutal, you abuse human rights to the same level that they're fleeing from. And you can see that that is what's happening with the Australian government. They're going down that decline. They've now had people locked up in appalling conditions on Manus Island and Nauru for over 2 years. The conditions that they're living in, it's physically and mentally, they're tormenting people, you know, physically and mentally. You know, there's a type of psychological torture going on there. The people in those detention centres don't know what their future is, how long they're going to be, where they're going to end up. You know, it's appalling what's happening. And this comes from this idea that we need to deter people. You know, what we need to do is we need to respect human rights. You know, these are people, you know, who have come to our shores asking for help. You know, and we should be sort of reaching out to them and saying, yes, we will help you. That's the problem. Get rid of the idea that they need to deter boats and say we need to respect human rights.
Well, you could also say that the policy of deterrence has failed given the amount of asylum seekers that are coming to Australian shores.
Well, it does not. Yes, it does nothing to change the number of desperate people in the world whatsoever. You know, they just get just makes their situation more desperate. And you see that at the moment, you know, people being pushed away from Australia to Indonesia. Now Indonesia's pushing people back out into the ocean. Malaysia's doing the same. Thailand's doing the same. The whole situation just gets worse, you know, where everybody's out to protect their little patch, their borders, at the expense of human rights.
Absolutely. Final question. Do you think this crisis necessitates the negotiation of a regional solution?
I think there's things that can be done in the regions to make things better. At the moment, Australia is not taking any refugees out of Indonesia, none whatsoever. So, you know, if Australia was prepared to take asylum seekers from Indonesia and from Malaysia and places like that, then maybe those countries would be more prepared to allow people to come. Yes, I think there is scope there for discussing better outcomes in the region.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you. That's pretty much all the time for the questions we have today. So you're hosting the rally at King George Square, correct?
Yes, at 5 p.m. Friday.
Excellent. Cool. All right, so you have a good day. Thank you very much for talking to me.